Lord, let your face shine on us. Our responsorial psalm this morning. What a simple yet beautiful, profound prayer. Ask, desire. This yearning to see God. This desire written on every human heart. And as disciples of Jesus Christ, as disciples of the risen Lord, in the person of Jesus Christ, this desire is answered. We continue in this season of Easter. For the third week now, we're getting these encounters of the early church with the risen Lord. The gospel we just heard brings us back to Easter Sunday. The same encounter we had at the beginning of last week's gospel. St. Luke's version today, we had St. John last week. If you recall, that's when he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Then he instituted the sacrament of confession as he gave the power to forgive sins to those first priests, those first bishops. And St. Luke adds more to the story as he connects it to that Emmaus story. And that's how our gospel began, as they recalled to the people, they recounted this beautiful experience that they had just had, these two disciples who, because of the crucifixion, because of their lost hope, they were running away. And in that hopelessness, in that despair, they encountered Jesus Christ. And he walked with them. He opened their hearts and their minds to the reality of the mysteries being unfolded before their very eyes. Then he shared a meal with them. And in that meal, it was the first Eucharist. And Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, was made known in the breaking of the bread. Such a profound, life-changing encounter, they ran back 7 miles to tell their friends what had happened. And this is the experience told to us in the gospel today. But that notion of encountering him in the breaking of the bread, this season of Easter, our first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles. And so often in that story, in that retelling of the early church, we hear about the breaking of the bread. That became the name of their Eucharistic gathering. Because it's in the breaking of the bread that Jesus is made known to us. It's in the breaking of the bread where that desire to see the face of God is met, is answered. What an amazing God we have and an incredible faith that we have. How earthy, how real it is. And just as Jesus ate with the people, as he invited them to touch him. This reality of a real physical relationship with Jesus Christ. How it's still popular in times to hear about people being spiritual but not religious. Some of our separated brethren brag about having a relationship and not a religion. As though it's some kind of esoteric spiritual reality that we just take part in some kind of mystical, ideological way. Denying the reality and the necessity, the fittingness of the incarnation, of the entire life of Jesus, of the Paschal mysteries that we just celebrated, and these resurrection accounts that we hear so beautifully told to us in these post-Easter celebrations. That Jesus desired to be with the people. He desired to reveal himself in a real, physical, tangible way. Jesus didn't settle for some spiritual relationship. As we desire to see his face in a similar way, we can say that he desires to be with us. And the way that this happens, the way that that desire of our heart and the desire of his is met, is in the church through the sacraments. The necessity of the sacraments needs to be first and foremost in our minds as we think about our relationship with Jesus Christ. But once again, we see time and time again that Christ appears to the people in the midst of the community, primarily the first bishops, the first priests, establishing that reality of that this is where we go to encounter Jesus. Yes, we can experience God in various ways, and everywhere we go, God is somewhere present. But the reality, the realness, the true presence is here in our community, here in the sacraments. And so we ask for an awakening of the awe, the wonder, the excitement that we have, that we've been invited into this relationship with Jesus Christ through his church, realizing and understanding there's no other way to encounter Jesus in the way that he desires to be encountered. Maybe some of you are familiar with the five love languages. Some people receive and give love in different ways. And so if you're giving love in a way to your spouse that your spouse doesn't really even like, it doesn't really go over very well. To enter into that relationship, giving the love in a way that they can receive it, that they can perceive it, is how that relationship grows and grows. Entering into the relationship with Jesus Christ the way that he desires is how we become saints. It's how we die to this world, how we repent from our sins and live in the fullness, the perfection of the love that we're called to, that we heard about in that second reading from St. John, the beloved, the disciple, the one who was so close to Jesus. He had his head on Jesus' chest on the Last Supper. To encounter the face of Jesus in the sacraments. What a beautiful gift we have. What a loving Father, what a loving God we have. We heard clearly, preaching for the repentance of sins. If we have trouble seeing the face of Jesus in the church, in the sacraments, then maybe we need to ask ourselves, have we truly repented from our sins? Have we allowed that saving grace, the mercy of our Heavenly Father that we celebrated last Sunday, have we truly allowed that mercy, that grace to heal us, to restore our hearts and our vision? Do we see with the eyes of faith? Or like those early apostles, are we looking through the eyes of fear, locked behind whatever doors we've chosen to be our comfort zone today? The two disciples who were walking to Emmaus, Jesus interrupted their walk. When he burst through the locked doors of the upper room, Christ interrupted the lives of the early church. We pray for that grace to allow Jesus to interrupt our lives, to break us out of our fear, out of our comfort zones, those temporary satisfactions that we think will satisfy the desires of our hearts. And we pray for the grace to be confident, to be fully aware that what I really desire is to see the face of God. And then to realize that every time I come to Mass, every time the priest holds up the Eucharist and says, "Behold the Lamb of God," Christ is answering the cry of my heart by showing himself to us again and again and again. But what's more amazing, which should make us incredulous with joy, is that we don't have to satisfy with just looking at Jesus. If we repent from our sins, if we live a life of grace and conformity with the teachings of Holy Mother Church, then we can do so much more than simply look at Jesus. We get to receive him in the Most Holy Eucharist. The perfection of love will then dwell within each one of you. And then that perfection of love will shine forth through you. And then you, like the early church, can answer that call to be a witness to the world. That you can tell everyone that you have seen the Lord. That you live through the persecution, the suffering, the death, and now you're living in the resurrection. So that when their desires of their heart leads them in the wrong way, you can guide them here. So like St. John says, "I don't want you to sin, but when you do, I know where you go, where you can go for your advocate to have your sins forgiven. I know what you're looking for. I know what you desire. You desire Jesus Christ. Come with me. I will show you the face of Jesus."